أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا وحبيبنا حبيب إله العالمين محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين. The last part of the hadith from Misbah al-Sharia, which talks about the relationship of man with dunya, with the world. Dunya, of course, the world, which is a special meaning that we discussed last night. In a nutshell, we said that based on a hadith, الدُّنْيَا دُنْيَاءً دُنْيَا بَلَاغٍ وَدُنْيَا مَلْعُونَةٍ. Dunya is of two types. One is بَلَاغَ and بُلْغَ, is provision, and the other one is the cursed dunya. The cursed dunya is the dunya when it fills the heart, when it's seen as an end in itself, not as a means for obtaining the high qualities. And dunya balagh is when we see the dunya as a means to progress, to move to other stages of our life, and to start to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to worship Him, and to get closer to Him. There are some verses in the Quran which is quite perplexing and disturbing. Disturbing in the sense that Allah says, whatever I do to this man, it ends up in problem. If I give him dunya, they end up in trouble. If I don't give them dunya, they end up in trouble. So what sort of treatments we should receive from Allah? Except for those who have faith, who have patience, this is the situation. Now look at this verse in Surah Hud, a couple of verses in Surah Hud. وَلَئِنْ أَذَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنَّا رَحْمَةً ثُمَّ نَزَعْنَاهُ مِنْهُ إِنَّهُ لَيَأُوسٌ كَفُورٌ. If we give some ni'mah to a person, then take it away for some reason, because they are going away. They are turning away from me because of those ni'mah. If I take them from them, they become despondent, disappointed, depressed. They lose all motivation in their life. They say, oh, I'm the worst creature, so cannot leave him in this situation. Now, if I give him, وَلَئِنْ أَذَغْنَاهُ نَعْمَاءَ بَعْدَ ذَرَّاءَ مَسَّتْهُ لَيَقُولَنَّ ذَهَبَ السَّيِّئَاتُ عَنِّي إِنَّهُ لَفَرِحٌ فَخُورٌ. If we, after that, we give him ni'mah, we give him wealth, we give him money, anything that they want, then they say, oh, my problems are ended. There's no need to call God anymore. There's no need to turn to Him anymore. إِنَّهُ لَفَرِحٌ فَرِحٌ is over-rejoicing. Is someone who over-rejoices over things. Is carried away. He is carried away by the ni'mah. إِنَّهُ لَفَرِحٌ فَخُورٌ. And of course with pride. وَلَئِنْ أَذَقْنَاهُ نَعْمَاءَ بَعْدَ ذَرَّاءَ مَسَّتْهُ لَيَقُولَنَّ ذَهَبَ السَّيِّئَاتُ عَنِّي إِنَّهُ لَفَرِحٌ فَخُورٌ. Proud, carried away by the ni'mah. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Of course, except those who are patient and who do good. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ. So, the way we deal with this dunya, we are always confused. We are always carried away. This is what we have to be careful. Now, the seven principles that the Imam alayhi salam mentions, ar-rida bid-dun, being content with what is at hand, with the little that we have. Not with that we do not seek more. Of course, we need to strive, always strive for more. However, if we strive and we don't get it, we'll be content with what we have. Do not destroy our soul, do not destroy our life because we don't have certain things. We cannot achieve certain things. This is one thing. Now look at this hadith from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam in the book Al-Kafi. قَالَ مَنْ رَضِيَ مِنَ اللَّهِ بِالْيَسِيرِ مِنَ الْمَعَاشِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُ بِالْيَسِيرِ مِنَ الْعَمَلِ. Whoever is content with little of livelihood, Allah will be content with little of actions from him. The less he gives you, the less he expects from you. And then if you are content, he is content with that less. This is very important. That's why, of course, we have in the Gospel in the New Testament from Isa alayhi salam, Tuba lil fuqara, lucky are the poor because they are the first people who enter paradise because Allah doesn't expect much from them. So if we see differences in this world, if we see some have more, some have less, be sure that all these will be compensated for on the day when we are going to meet Allah. There is no injustice. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ النَّاسَ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ. Allah will not do injustice, the weight of an atom. Sometimes people say, if God exists, what are all these discriminations, injustices that we see on the earth? Why is that so? Because they are seeing the small picture. God sees the picture, we see the pixel. We see the small things. We don't see the bigger picture when everything is going to be set right, when all injustices are going to be made up for. And then, of course, someone given less in this world, with patience, with contentment, would see what they would receive in the next world. And those who are rich in this world, of course, they have to be accountable for what they are given. So, الرِّضَى بِالدُّونِ وَتَرْكُ طَلَبِ الْمَفْقُودِ, abandoning the quest for things which are not meant for us. You see, Allah has created many things in this world, many bounties He has in this world. But has He created all of them for me? Of course not. There are many beautiful things in this world, many pleasurable things in this world. It's not my rizq, it's not my ru, it's not my sustenance. It's not my share. So if I'm always in agony that why I'm not given these things, and especially because we compare, the most poisonous thing for the soul is comparison. If you compare all the time yourself with others with regards to dunya, that's the most poisonous thing for the heart. It kills the heart. We are told that we have two different attitudes towards two types of comparison. One, when we compare ourselves to people of Akhirah, when we compare ourselves to people who are better than us in spirituality. This comparison is good. Always we have to do it because it motivates us towards progress, becoming better. We are warned, we are alarmed that do not compare yourself with people of dunya. Because then you become greedy. You see things they have, you don't have. First of all, it's just an agony and agitation of the heart. It's not meant for you anyhow, you don't get it. But you just trouble yourself by comparing. Look at your own position and what Allah has given you. And abandon and do not think about what Allah has not given you. He's not obliged to give you whatever He has created. You know, human greed is as such that if Allah gives us all that He has, we want more. This is greed. And when the opposite is contentment, qana'ah, whatever Allah gives us, we are happy, we are content. There is a very beautiful story in the Gospel of Barnabas. Barnabas was one of the disciples of Isa alayhi salam. He wrote a gospel as others wrote gospels as well. You know, about 200 people have written gospels. Four of them are chosen formally to be put in the New Testament. But we have many different gospels. All others, the other 190 something, are declared to be apocryphal because they did not match the creed of the Hellenic Christianity. Now, this one of these gospels is Gospel of Barnabas. He was a disciple of Jesus alayhi salam. He directly saw what Jesus did. He directly heard what Jesus say, and he wrote this gospel. Now, it's declared apocryphal because most of his teachings is like the teachings of the Quran, and therefore the Christianity has declared it to be apocryphal, and they say that this is forged by Muslims because all the teachings are like the teachings of Quran. It's interesting because when the academics in the West study the Quran, they say it's a copy of the Gospel, a copy of the Old and New Testament Bible. And when something is similar to Quran, they say it's a copy of the Quran. So anyhow, in that Gospel, there's a very beautiful story. One of the companions of Isa alayhi salam was working in the kitchen of the Herodus, the Jewish king. And once Jesus was sitting with his companions and he said, "Has any one of you ever been present in the presence of the king Herodus? And has any one of you been given the chance to visit him?" This man said, "Yes. I worked in his kitchen. I was a poor man. One day they called us to sit on his table and eat from his dinner. And when I was sitting on the table, when I was invited, I was so overwhelmed by the ambience of the king's court that I was overjoyed." Isa alayhi salam said, "How did you feel when you were sitting on the table of Herodus, eating from his food?" He said, "It was not important for me what was given to me, what was put in front of me. I was just having the pleasure of sitting on that table. I never looked away what is on the other side of the table. I just looked, whatever was placed in front of me, I just looked at it and I ate from it. And I was very happy because I was sitting with the king." Isa alayhi salam said, "Well, first of all, sitting with such an oppressive king and eating from his food, was wrong. However, you have done it for a reason, to teach us a lesson today. To teach us, to teach me and my companions a lesson. What's the lesson? He said, all of us are sitting on the table of God, the King of the universe, the King of the creation. Look how, I have forgotten the name of that companion, he names him. Look how this companion of mine felt when he was on the table of Herodias. Did he look here and there? Was he discontent of what was placed in front of him? No, he was very happy. All of us in this world are sitting on the table of God. Whatever is placed in front of us, we have to be very happy. He distributes, he decides. Why should we be unhappy? It's human greed comes up. I tell you, I ask you actually, is anyone you, one of you, or has you ever thought that you are unhappy? It's distressing, it's upsetting that you don't have wings? No, we are not upset. We don't have wings. If we didn't have feet, yes, we are upset. But we don't have wings, we're not upset. Why? Because no one else has it. If a few people had wings, we would have been upset. Ya Allah, why do you give them wings? You don't give me wings. We don't know what Allah has created. The world of angels, the higher worlds. We don't feel jealous about it. We don't feel upset. The only thing is because we compare ourselves with each other. A boy of 6 years old never feels upset when someone has a bigger house from his father, for example. But he feels upset when someone has a bigger, for example, car. Play car, a bigger doll, for example, a girl, because they compare it with each other. What kills the heart is comparison. Do not compare. Be content with what is there. Tarku talab al mafqud. Do not seek what is not intended for you. Then in that way, you are quite happy, quite satisfied. And we have verses in the Quran addressed to the Prophet, but actually we are meant, because we know Prophet, peace be on him, was never like that. لا تمدن عينيك إلى ما متعنا به أزواجا منهم. Do not stretch your eyes towards what we have given to kuffar. لنفتنهم فيه. We have given it to them to test them. If I haven't given it to you, it's for a reason. If we have this attitude, we are always happy. If we don't have this attitude, we are always upset. We always complain to God. And then we ask, we pray to God, asking him things which are not meant for us. And then we say, why our prayers are not answered? Because it's not distinct like that. Now look at this verse, this hadith. Tarku talab al mafqud. قال أبو جعفر عليه السلام إياك أن تطمح بصرك إلى من فوقك إلى من هو فوقك. Never gaze your eyes on whatever people who are above you have. Never. Because this is upsetting. It's not meant for you. You just annoy your own. You just disturb your own soul. فَكَفَى بِمَّا قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ لِنَبِيِّهِ وَلَا تُعْجِبْكَ أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَأَوْلَادُهُمْ. Let not their children and their wealth fascinate you. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُعَذِّبَهُمْ بِهَا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. You know what will happen? They have more. But because they don't have faith, they will be punished by it. you have faith. Let me give you one very beautiful hadith. There's a hadith from the Prophet, peace be on him, which says, if someone is given the knowledge of Quran, this hadith actually shows us how comparison is futile in this world. Because all of us are given different things. Whoever is given the knowledge of Quran, then they think that someone, anyone in this world, is given something beyond that, something more than that. فَقَدْ سَغَّرَ عَظِيمًا وَعَظَّمَ حَقِيرًا, has looked at a very exalted thing with disrespect, and has looked at worthless things with high respect. So Allah has given us different things, and we should be content with what is given to us. I may not have that wealth, but I may have a happy life, I may have good children. I may not have that, I may have a good intelligence. I may not have that, I may have, for example, a gift which Allah has not given in the bodily or spiritual structure of other people. Now, we know that we cannot do that, it's very difficult. Then the Imam says, فَإِنْ دَخَلَكَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ شَيْءٌ, if any of these comparisons enter your heart, فَذْكُرْ إِيشَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, compare yourself with the Prophet, not with the spiritual state of the Prophet, with the material state of the Prophet. Compare yourself with him. فَذْكُرْ إِيشَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ, remember the life of the Prophet. فَإِنَّمَا كَانَ قُوتُهُ الشَّعِيرُ, he used to eat barley. وَحَلْوَاهُ التَّمْرُ, his sweet was dates, and he didn't have anything else. For several days passed, Prophet didn't have any hot meal at home, just some bread and dates. It happened many times. So if it was important, if this world was important, who deserved most to receive it? The Prophets, of course, the Imams. But we know that they did not. So وَتَرْكُ طَلَبِ الْمَفْقُودِ وَرَفْضُ شَهَوَاتِهَا, rejecting, despising its desires. Now this is of course a very important issue. Because again, this is one of those areas where people go to different sides of excessiveness. رَفْضُ شَهَوَاتِهَا, we cannot destroy our desires. We have to discipline our desires. The beautiful thing about this sentence is not رَفْضُ شَهَوَاتِكَ, you cannot destroy your desires, but desires which are worldly, which are cursed, reject them. The desires are in our nature for some reason. Desire for food, desire for progress, sexual desire, desire for position, all these are there for a reason. We cannot uproot it. However, we have to discipline it, bring it under the control of our intellect, which is the same as Sharia. The Quran says, your desires should be disciplined by huda min Allah, guidance from Allah. How should I put in use my sexual desire? Huda min Allah, you have to receive guidance from Allah. Not the any way you like. How should I use my desire for progress? هدًى من الله, guidance from Allah, it guides you how to do it. How should I use my appetite for food? Again, هدًى من الله. For example, in Ramadan, you should not eat during the day. You have to control it. وَمَنْ أَظَلُّ مِمَّنِ اتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ بِغَيْرِ هُدًى مِنَ اللَّهِ. Who's more deviated from the one who follows their desire without a guidance from Allah? This is what we see in our modern society. Unfortunately, modern society is somehow driving those who believe in the scriptures as well to go away from that guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to be very careful. There are certain things mentioned in the Quran as hududullah, boundaries of Allah. We discussed this before. We have to be careful. These boundaries, especially in relation to desires, like matters of, for example, man and woman relationship, family matters, inheritance, these hudud, these boundaries should not be violated. And if a society moves towards violation, we have to engineer the society in a way that it would go back to those boundaries. We shouldn't be carried away by modern values. It's very important. Many of us Muslims believe in God, believe in the Quran, however we are infected by modern values. Just because they are modern, it doesn't mean that they are good. Just because everyone accepts them, it doesn't mean it's good. Look at the example of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Inna Ibrahim kana ummatan. Ibrahim himself was one nation against everyone else. The values in his time were completely against what he believed in. But he was one nation against all. You shouldn't be afraid, even if all the world says something against what we have established in the Quran. This is very important, because sometimes we do not understand Quran well. We are ignorant about Quran. No. What our scholars have established about the Quran, about this hudud, we should stand firm. Do not violate it. And of course, we shouldn't be literalists. We shouldn't be superficially to understand the Quran, just like, for example, the verses of the Quran about, for example, وَقَاتِلُوا الْمُشْرِكِينَ كَافَّةً كَمَا يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ كَافَّةً, which is in a specific context, we go out and say we have to kill all the kuffar, for example. This is of course ignorance, misunderstanding. If we have established, verified a value from the Quran, then of course we should stand firm, just like Ibrahim stood firm when he said ma hadha tamathil allati antum laha aakifun. What are these statues that you are worshipping? It was so strange for them, who said qalu aj'atana bil haqq am anta min al la'ibin. Are you joking, or you are talking sense? Are you not all out of your mind? You say we do not worship these? Now he stood firm, and we have to stand firm certain values which are hududullah. So rafdu shahawataha, the shahawat of this dunya, should be coordinated, organized inside the boundaries of Allah, inside the guidance of Allah. Ya Dawood, inna ja'alnaka khalifatan fil ard, fahkum bayna an-nas bil haqq wa la tattabi' al hawa. Hawa is that base desire. Ya Dawood, we have made you our representative on earth. So whatever you say is my words. Whatever you judge is my judgments. إِنَّا جَعَلْنَاكَ خَلِيفَةً فِي الْأَرْضِ. Judge among the people with haq and justice. Do not follow base desire, ولا تتبع الهوى. Why anyone following base desire فيضلك عن سبيل الله. It would deviate you from the path of God. There are two base desires which are the most corrupting in every society. Alcohol and sexual irregularities. These two base desires, whenever a society is meant to go to corruption, this is the two. Salawat wa marhamat bifad. These two are there. Now, of course, we justify that as right of women, choice of people, all the, okay, we know about all these things. We know about all these justifications. But we are not going to listen to you. We listen to the Quran. We listen to what God says. Of course, we respect rights of women, but rights of women which does not violate the injunctions, the huda min Allah. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would forgive us for all our ignorance, for all our rashness, for all our misunderstandings, and inshallah would forgive all our sins, and also inshallah you would forgive me if during these 10 nights I bored you or I said something wrong. And inshallah we pray for each other. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala tahirin. خب چند کلمه هم به زبان فارسی در حدیث مصباح الشریعه عرض بکنیم درباره اصول معامله با دنیا. دیشب عرض کردیم دنیا رو امام علیه السلام تقسیم کردن به دو حالت انسان، دنیا دنیاان، دنیا بلاغن و دنیا ملعونه. خب همین دنیا فرمودن که اصول معامله با این دنیا هفت چیزه. الرضا بدون، این که انسان به اون چه که داره، به اون چه که در دسترس هست راضی باشه. این دیشب بحث کرد. والایثار بالموجود، اون چیزی هم که داره فقط برای خودش نخواد. ما همه مخلوق خدا هستیم، همون در چشم خدا مساوی هستیم. این که بعضی وقتا نسبت به هم حسودی میکنیم، این واقعا خنده داره. برای اینکه اونی که من دارم خدا داده، اونی هم که شما داری خدا داده. در واقع من میگم خدایا چرا به اون دادی بدش به من، اونی که من دارم بذار برای خودم، اونی هم که اون داره بدش به من. این حسودی معناش اینه دیگه. وقتی به ریشش برگردیم یه نوع در واقع نادانیست، حسادت به اون چیزی که خداوند به بندگانش عطا کرده. خب حالا اون چیزی هم که داریم با همدیگه بخوریم. ولیثار بالوجود، یکی از خصال پیغمبر اکرم که خیلی دربارش نوشته شده اینه که در جوانی قبل از نبوت ایشون هرچی داشتن با مردم میخوردن، مردم جذب میشدن به ایشان. ایثار بالموجود و ترک و طلب المفقود، اون چیزی هم که نداریم دنبالش نریم. مثل که برای ما نوشته نشده، خیلی چیزا در این دنیا هست که برای ما نوشته نشده، به ما ربطی نداره. آقا این فرشته ها بال دارن، مثلا عرض میکنم، حالا فرشته ها مثل ما موجودات مادی نیستن که بال معنای دیگه ای داره، ولی به فرض خب به ماش دارن که دارن، حسودی اون هم نمیشه. ولی اگه 10 تا آدم رو کره زمین بال داشتن، ما دیگه از حسودی میمردیم، چون مقایسه میکنیم همدیگه رو با همدیگه. خیلی چیزا در این دنیا هست، خیلی نعمت ها در این دنیا هست که ما در دست دیگران میبینیم، ولی خب خودمون نداریم. خب نداریم که نداریم. اولا این دنیا چیز زود گذریست، تمام میشه. ثانیاً خیلی چیزا ما داریم که دیگران ندارن. اون چیزی که مفقوده، برای ما نوشته نشده، دنبالش نریم. این معناش نیست که دست از تلاش برداریم، نه، ما ما دنبال اون چیزی که برامون نوشته شده میریم، تلاش میکنیم، ولی خیلی چیزا هست که برامون نوشته نشده. خب ما راضی هستیم دنبالش، یعنی خودمون رو تلف نمیکنیم به خاطر اینکه به ما داده نشده. دیگر از مسائلی که امام فرمودن، معرفت و آفاتها، آفات این دنیا رو بشناس. آفات این دنیا چیزهاییست که ما رو از راه حق باز می‌داره. اولا زود گذره، ثانیا فریبنده است، ثالثا زود انسان رو با خودش درگیر می‌کنه. این چیزهاییست که باید بدانیم. و رفض و شهواتها، شهوتهای این دنیا رو هم، شهوتهای ناحق رو از خودمون دور بکنیم. همه ما قوه شهوت، میل داریم، میلهای مختلف داریم. این میلها رو خدا به یک دلیلی در وجود ما گذاشته، ما نمیتونیم ریشه‌کن بکنیم، مطلوب هم نیست ریشه‌کن کردن اینها، اما باید اینها رو تحت کنترل عقل و شرع در بیاریم. این مهمه، باید اینها تحت کنترل الهی در بیاریم. لذا ما میل جنسی داریم، میل به غذا داریم، میل به مال داریم، همه اینا رو باید بیاریم در تحت هدایت الهی. و من اضل ممن اتبع هواه بغیر هدى من الله، چه کسی گمراه تر است از کسی، اون کسی که هوای نفس خودش رو دنبال میکنه بدون اینکه اینو در چارچوب هدایت الهی قرار بده. این مهمه، در چارچوب هدایت الهی قرار گرفتن مهمه. روابط بین زن و مرد، نوع پوشش زن و مرد، روابط خانوادگی، اینا همه باید در چارچوب شرع قرار بگیره. هر چقدرم جامعه پیشرفت بکنه ولی بخواد این ارزش ها رو زیر پا بذاره، برای ما ارزشی نداره. این ارزش ها جاودانی است و باید هم جاودانه بمانند. حالا یک حدیث هم برای حسن ختام عرض میکنم و همه دوستان رو به خدا میسپارم. فرمودند که این حدیث در کتاب کافی، کافی شریف، فرمودند که من رضی من الله بالیسیر من العیش رضی الله منه بالیسیر من العمل. هر کس به مقدار اندکی از داده های این دنیا راضی باشه، خداوند به مقدار اندکی از عمل او راضی میشه. برای همین عیسی علیه السلام فرمودند که طوبی للفقرا، خوش به حال فقرا، چون خداوند زود از اینا راضی میشه. اولین کسایی که وارد بهشت میشن فقرا هستند. این تبعیض هایی که در این دنیا ما میبینیم بین فقیر و غنی و قدرتمند و ضعیف، اینا همه مطمئن باشید در روز قیامت جبران میشه. خداوند به کسی ظلم نمیکنه. ما چون این تصویر کوچک رو داریم میبینیم خیال میکنیم بی‌عدالتی است. وقتی تصویر بزرگتر رو ببینیم، همه این بی‌عدالتی ها برطرف میشه. پروردگارا به حق محمد و آل محمد، همه ما را در سایه هدایت قرآن راهنمایی بفرما. به حق محمد و آل محمد، ما را از برکات این ماه شریف بهره‌مند بگردان. پروردگار و امر فرج ولی عصر نزدیک بفرما. به فرجش فرجی به کافه امت اسلام عطا بگرد بفرما. فتنه ها از امت اسلام دور بگردان. و صلی الله علی محمد و آله الطاهرین.